Hello.
Hello, my name is Reginald, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is
Yeah, let me
recorded for
go.
quality assurance purposes. I'm sorry.
I got to get her help. Her phone went out this morning. She had to call y'all off of my phone. So she a little bit up ahead of me. We're going on lunch break, so it's the best time for you to talk to her. So if not, I could get her to call you back if I couldn't.
If I do, if you're able to provide the phone to the person that I need to speak with, I can wait.
Okay, hold on. Jessica, what are you folks? I'm trying to folks. Hello.
Hello, my name is Reginald,
Hey.
and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
This is she.
How may I assist you?
Okay, yes. I was trying to file a claim for my unemployment. I didn't work the last week at my job, and I didn't know when I was supposed to fiddle it out. So they told me to just call today and see would I still be eligible to do it.
Okay, can you provide me your social security number?
416-331-4480.
Thank you. And can you verify your name for me?
Jessica Wynn,
And your date of birth?
128-1989.
And your mother's maiden name?
Johnson,
And your license number?
774-6969. Thank you.
And you want to open a new claim, Ms. Nguyen?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay. Just a fraud acknowledgement. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and/or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
And to correctly spell your name is JESSICA. Last name is WINN.
Yes.
Thank you. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Can you please provide me your phone number?
334-507-3712.
Thank you. And your correct date of birth is January 28th, 1989?
Yes.
My brother's birthday is that same day.
Okay. Look.
Aquarius. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, and your mother's maiden name is Johnson?
Yes.
And do you have an Alabama driver's license?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask a couple of demographic questions. What is your race?
Black.
And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
You identify as female?
Yes.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Can you please provide me your address?
426 41st Street, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405.
That was 426 41st Street?
Yes.
And can you spell that city for me?
Tuscaloosa, TUSCALOOSA.
Thank you for that. And that's in Alabama?
Yes.
And can you provide me the zip code?
35405.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes. Hello, can I get a pack of Newport Smooth 100?
Newport
Smooth, the black and green one.
And can you tell me your best match for your work description?
Production.
That's an assembly line?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Oh, that one over there. Okay.
And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Do I what now?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Oh, no.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me the date you are to return to work?
On July 8th, 2024 today.
And are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown?
Yes.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
40.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
17.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Prepaid benefit card.
Okay, the prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities.
Okay.
Okay. Can you tell me the name of your employer?
Mother's son.
And is that in relation to S&P Automotive Systems, Alabama, Incorporated?
Yes.
Thank you. And can you provide me your phone number? Their phone number?
With their phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have it right off hand.
Okay. In order for me to proceed, I will need, like, the number you use to call in, call out, or anything like that, supervisor's number.
Okay. Shakita phone number, somebody. Okay, it's 205-650-2301.
Okay, that was 205-650. And what was those last four?
2301.
Thank you. And can you tell me the city you were reporting to for work?
Oh, this is Coast Bank. Cardale, Alabama.
And can you tell me your first day of employment?
It was September, March, 1st, 2021.
March 1st, 2021?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you tell me the last day you physically worked?
June the
26th, 2024. Okay. And can you tell me why you are no longer working? Did you quit? Were you discharged? Lack of work?
No, it was a shutdown, holiday shutdown.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Am I supposed to receive what now?
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Yes, vacation and vacation and holiday pay.
Okay, can you tell me
we didn't get holiday pay. We didn't get holiday pay.
Okay, do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? You expect to receive vacation pay?
Oh, no. You said after my last day of work?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I had 2 vacation days.
Okay, let me, just for clarity, I'm going to read it again. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which you reported to have been June 26th, 2024?
Yes.
You expect to receive vacation pay, is that correct?
No, I didn't get vacation. No, we didn't do
okay,
that.
Okay, do you expect to receive sick pay?
No.
Or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And just a quick disclaimer, you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes. I'm on the phone right now. Hello. Hello. Oh, what's going on?
All right, Ms. Nguyen, and I'm going to ask a couple of identity verification questions.
Okay.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 3051 Elm Street, 4300 Meadow Walk Court, 5204 Summer Place Parkway, 5809 Court Q, or you have never been associated with any of these addresses?
Oh, Elm Street.
Okay. What color is your 2004 Saturn Eon? Black, dark blue, green, silver, or you've never been associated with this vehicle?
Never been associated.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Greensboro, Gadsden, Enterprise, Athens, or none of the above?
Greensboro.
Okay, Ms. Nguyen, do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
No.
That's what we're doing here. Ms. Nguyen, do you agree?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Nguyen, I'm going to begin reading you the Alabama Department of Labor Internet Claims Application Closing Statements.
Okay.
Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Okay.
The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Would you like me to repeat that website?
No.
Okay. And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits.
Okay.
An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits.
Okay.
Ms. Nguyen, this is very important information. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at the toll-free number. Would you like me to repeat this number for you?
No.
It is, for the record, 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
And would you like me to repeat that number, Ms. Nguyen?
Yes, go ahead.
It is 1-800-752.
Okay.
7389.
7389, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday.
Okay.
Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. I will provide that at the end of our call. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Since you are a job attached and have an expected recall date to work, you are not required to make a work search, but must be available to return to work upon recall. Any changes in your recall status must be reported by calling our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Do you have any questions for me, Ms. Nguyen?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm going to provide you your confirmation
what
number. Would you like to write this number down?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Today. You can go ahead. Hello?
I'm still on the line. I'm going to provide you your confirmation number.
Okay, you go ahead.
Okay, that number is 489.
Okay.
894.
Okay.
905.
905.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm also going to provide you your PIN code.
Okay.
Which is 2889.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any further assistance needed?
Okay. No. So the claim that I just filed now, that was for last week, right? Or do I have to go on the automated machine and we'll go in the on the website and do it?
You are job attached, so you do not have to search work active work.
Okay.
You just have to return to work when called upon.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there any further assistance needed?
No. So you said, am I eligible for a check? Or you know,
you would have to contact the inquiry department or fill out a ticket on the website.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions for me, Ms. Nguyen?
No, that'll be all.
Okay, thank you for calling us here at the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's
what I was just doing then. Did you do it?